Monday night's forum included candidates Phyllis Hackett, Matt Hunter, Michelle Putz, and Aaron Swanson. Assembly candidate Dallas Peavy planned to be there, but fell ill Monday and couldn't make it. The four who were in the room took a variety of questions, some from listeners who called in. One caller wondered about Sitkin's finding good places to live.
People who make even a decent salary can't find a place to live. What can we do to find more affordable housing?
For candidate Matt Hunter, the issue is front and center.
There's a couple different options that have come to the assembly table recently. One is opening the benchlands. I think that has the greatest potential to do the greatest amount to actually change that situation. I'd like to see smaller lots, small enough that the homes have to be in the $200,000 price range, something that people can get a loan for.
Hunter is 30. And he says that he has seen friends struggle with finding an affordable place to live.
But it's not just young people who are looking for houses. There's also the newly retired who are finding it very difficult to find adequate housing in this town.
Hunter suggested looking at existing city code to see if there were ways to open up more rental properties.
You know, I came to Sitka in 1972, and affordable housing was the question then, too. I remember living on a small little 17-foot boat trying to find a place to live. So this is not a new issue.
But it is an important one, says Phyllis Hackett. She agrees with Hunter that maybe there's some relief to be found by changing Sitka's zoning laws.
There are ways that we can encourage mother-in-law apartments above garages and things that may not be currently allowed with examining our zoning. And it just has to come to the forefront. There have been so many forums on affordable housing over the years. I don't think that the need has been diminished at all. I think everybody is aware of the need. It's just a matter of finding solutions.
One of the proposed solutions is using city property known as the Old City Shops and another parcel at the Benchlands to develop affordable housing.
I really would like to see affordable housing in Sitka as somebody that lives paycheck to paycheck.
That's Aaron Swanson. He says the Benchlands, for example, are an important element in solving Sitka's affordable housing shortage, but he also had his reservations.
I'm a little concerned because I was looking at the assembly minutes and one of the suggestions was sell the Benchlands outright to one person. That kind of scares me, that one person, if they're not going to buy the land to lose money. They're going to buy the land to make a profit.
Swanson suggested a property tax credit for people who own multiple lots to encourage them to sell some of their extra lots at lower rates.
I'm nodding to all these folks.
Michelle Putz.
Rezoning, I think, is one of the first things we need to do. We need to have smaller lots. We need to have more multiple family housing opportunities so that you can develop something at a lower cost that's going to be cheaper to buy or to rent.
And she says Sitkins should consider tapping existing resources, such as the Baranoff Island Housing Authority.
They are doing some really great work, and they pointed out to me that, you know, they're not just for the Native community, they're for all of us. So figuring out a way to work with them to get more housing built at lower costs.
There were more issues discussed Monday night. Listeners asked how to diversify Sitka's economy, whether the city should offer financial support to nonprofits, funding for education, attracting more cruise passengers, and the Sheldon Jackson campus. You can hear their responses. We've posted Monday's forum to our website, kcaw.org. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.